Hello again, and thank you for taking time out of your day to be able to tune in today. And on today's episode, I will be talking about how music can play a part in everyday mental health, honestly. And I think this is really important, and because I have felt a deeper connection to music ever since, kind of growing up and getting more out there in the world. As you get older, there's things you realize. There might be new emotions that you get used to, like heartbreak or whatever the situation may be. That there, when you get older, there's certain emotions you might not have felt versus when you were a kid. Like when you're really young, the world is your oyster. You're always having fun. You're always doing kind of quote unquote stupid kid stuff. And as you get older, you get more responsibility. You get more. You have jobs, bills to pay. You have a lot more to stress over when you get older. And honestly, life can be really troubling. Like for example, you might have failed a test you thought you would do great on, and you're really sad. Or you got broken up with, and your heart's broken, or whatever the situation may be. That even for happy moments, like for example, the test scandal, that. Oh, you thought you were gonna do terrible, but you ended up doing a great job, and you're super happy, and you're super psyched, or whatever the situation may be. But I feel like music can play a really big part in that. They're sad, happy, disappointed, or no matter what the mood or however you may feel is in the moment. I feel like music. There's this type of music, or a way you can connect to said music you listen to. For example, my freshman year here at Dominican, my mom passed away, and honestly, it really sucked, and I had a lot of terrible emotions. I was so sad. I was absolutely shattered emotionally. Not gonna lie to you. And it was a dark time, and I was not happy during that time period. And there, I the my usual more rap type of music, I had taken a break from listening to it. And I was just listening to more kind of slow. At the time, I was really sad, so those few days I might have been listening to some more low key, just kind of simple songs, not so upbeat rap type of looking rap music. And I just listened and vibed to like some instrumentals more often and songs that didn't really have words to go along. And then eventually, as life continued and stuff, and I had to focus more on school and just day-to-day life, that I started growing back into more of getting my rap music on, or listening to my music again. And of course, I still miss my mom to this day. I always think about her. I have a picture of her and I when I was a baby on my desk in my dorm. And so I get to see her every day. I try to make her a part of my life, and even though she's not physically here. And honestly, it's so beautiful, honestly, how music has still connected me, honestly, because, for example, so like I said in the first episode, my mom used to really like 80s pop, like more upbeat type of happy music, or what you would say, quote unquote, happy music, really upbeat, positive music. And there's days when I'll just be hanging out with friends and I'll listen to some music. A lot of my friends have different music tastes than I do. But there's sometimes we'll play a few songs that like connect me to that, and I'll think of my mom, and I'm like, oh, happy memory, And even though losing her was a very, very big, big part of my life, and more of a sad feeling, that I like how music can remind me of her, or how like if I'm sad again, if I'm thinking about my mom and I'm really not in a happy mood, that there's music for that. How also I feel like it can make it easier for you to talk about what's troubling you. For example, in this situation, it could be my mom, or it could be, like I mentioned, because you failed a test. I don't know. Whatever the, of course, whatever the situation may be for you, but I feel that no matter the emotion or situation that you're in, but I feel like there can be music for said situation, and that you can, when you really listen to music, the lyrics that the artist is singing, rapping, whatever it may be, that I feel like the artist making said music was really trying to connect to their listeners. So when they make whatever genre of music it is, and you're listening to that for the day, that I feel like you can connect to the music. And if I'm finding myself being sad or super happy or just super stressed because of homework or whatever it is, that when I have Beats headphones, so I'll put my Beats headphones on, and then I'm not trying to, get sponsored by Beats, but like I'll listen to my Beats headphones, and then I'll turn on music, I'll play my likes, and I'll start kind of getting into the beat of the music, and I'll from time to time I'll catch my head movement, like bob into the music a little bit. And I feel like this can be music that, like, when if you truly take the time or the second to really listen to some of the music that or the lyrics of the music, I feel like it really can resonate with you in the moment. For example, like I mentioned before, Post Malone is one of my big and like my most liked artists. And there's been a few songs that he's released that if I'm kind of in a working mood and I'm just kind of like, if sometimes I'll work in a coffee shop and I'll be focused on my work and just minding my own business, and a Post Malone song might come on, and I'll start like kind of vibe into the music, and there'll be sometimes I'll like really start getting in depth to his music. So I'll look up the song lyrics on Google, and then I'll listen to it because I don't have, of course I don't have all the lyrics down meant to memory, but there'll be a few times I'll like listen to or I'll Google his lyrics, and then I'll start listening to the song again, and then I'll kind of like look at the what his bars or his bars what is more of a modern slang, but bars kind of like the certain lines that he sings that you can really resonate with. And like for example, there was an example of a Post Malone song, and the song's name is Blame It On Me by Post Malone, and one of the lyrics was trying to find my way, I nearly lost it though. And I felt like when I was listening to that song, I felt like I really connected it to it, especially during the beginning of my college career, because college, of course, is can be very scary when you come from high school, It's a new big step, everything's so new, big campus, so many people, all the classes can be stressful, for the first time. A lot harder than you might expect, or whatever the situation might be. College can be very scary to people. It was definitely stressful for me. It definitely took me a second to adapt to the new life. But especially because I grew up in SF, and coming or leaving SF for the first time, and then like living away from my family, and having to, start trying to find my new group of friends, and just my start a new life. It was just absolutely crazy, and I it definitely scared me a few times because I'm like, this is so stressful. I had a lot of emotions, and I felt like I was trying to find my way, and I just felt so confused because there's so many new things to do, or I felt like I was overloading myself, or whatever the situation may have been. That when I was listening to Blame It On Me, I remember a few times I would be in the library and I'd be finishing my homework or working on a study guide, whatever the situation might have been, or wherever I was working, that I would listen to Blame It On Me. And I would listen, I'm like, I really connect to that lyric because at the time I was trying to find my way, trying to make sure I was doing well, make sure I was making my parents proud, all those emotions and thoughts in my head. And that Post Malone was able to like sing that and talk about that during the song, and like I really vibed with the beat too, and I was just really feeling it. And there's moments like that that I'm like, damn, that's exactly how I'm feeling. And I always find it crazy because, of course, like, Post Malone's a famous singer, like he's doing his own life, he's being famous and being Post Malone, but the fact that he's able to really connect and took the time to like write music, release it, and then have someone actually resonate it is so beautiful and powerful for me, honestly. But also, to be honest with you, I think music can be a really good slash quick, mood booster. Because, like, for example, there's days when I wake up in the morning for a class, or it might be to go practice for sports or whatever, that I'm just really like, ah, I really just don't want to today, you know? There's like be days when you're going to work and you're just like, ah, I really just don't want to go to work, you know? I just want to hang out in bed all day. It could be like if you're like, it's really wet outside and it's all dark outside and you don't want to go outside and you're just like, ah, do I really want to? Or if you're like trying to go shopping during winter and you're like, ah, I don't really want to go out today. My house is warm or my bed is warm. Everyone has moments where like you just don't want to, or you just don't want to do what you have to in the day, you know? Like, oh, I have to go pay the bills. I don't really want to, you know? Like, everyone I feel like has one of those moments quite often in their life. And I find that music can be a really big part of that. There's always been times where I'm like, I'll wake up before class, I'm just like, ah, class doesn't really seem too fun today. Like, I really don't want to do it, or the homework is so boring, or I don't want to be bored during the lecture. Or like of course, as a kid, you know, like you don't want to go to class or anything. Like, oh, it's every I feel like every student has gone through that, or every person has gone through that type of mood throughout their life or lifetime. And I feel like music can really help change that mood. For example, of course, there's been a couple times I really don't want to go to class and I'm just really tired, or I might have been from practice and I'm too tired to really want to leave. But I'll walk from my dorm to class and I'll listen to my music. I'll just kind of take the time to walk and think about my own thoughts and kind of just get lost in the music. There's been quite a few times I might not have been too happy to want to go to class, but I'll kind of just be walking to class and I'll just be vibing to the music. I usually make a point to like listen to more upbeat and positive music, and kind of maybe like a song with a big drum solo or a big guitar solo or whatever the song may be. And it kind of gets me in the mood. I'm like, you know, there's sometimes I'll listen to old rock music, like AC/DC or something, where something, like, there's a big scene where like the music drops, or like the drummer has a moment or whatever the situation is, that like I'll kind of get into it in my head. I'm like imagining the drum scene and like just kind of rocking out to myself. And I went from being like, oh, I don't want to go to class, oh, I'd rather stay in bed, and all of a sudden I'm walking, just like really get into it. And like, by the time I get to class, I'm like, eh, I can manage this. I think I can. Like, you know, I believe in myself. And of course, it might not be rock for you, or might be different for your brother or sister or parents. Of course, it differs per person, but I feel like if you listen to the right music during your day, I feel it can really like just be a quick mood booster, you know? And I actually found that interesting, because one day I was like thinking about that during class, because I was like, huh, I found it so interesting. Like a second ago, I was so down, I was not looking forward to the day, you know? And all of a sudden, my just changed because I listened to a couple songs, and all of a sudden, it felt like it was better. And I always thought it was so interesting, because I'm like, how is there like a is there like something on Google? Is there like an answer for that, you know? How all of a sudden your mood just changes. So I was like really thinking about that, and I took the time to look it up one class, because there was time in the class where like it was work on your own time and finish the assignment. I kind of finished my assignment a little bit early, and I was thinking about it, because I was just kind of zoning off for a second. I'm like, I really enjoy, I really don't mind being here, like, now that compared to earlier, you know? And I was like thinking about it, so I looked it up on Google, and apparently that when happy, upbeat, or when you're trying to change your mood for the better, that the upbeat music causes your brain to produce chemicals like dopamine, serotonin, which those evoke a feeling of joy and a more upbeat nature. Same for even calming music that relaxes your mind, or can relax your mind because of the dopamine and serotonin that's released. It makes your body more calm. Same for the music, you know, happy one, it makes you more in a happy mood. Or if you're feeling sad, it releases the right dopamine to make you more of a sad mood, you know? Like, music really has that effect. I'm like, that's insane. I'm not a science major. I don't know how every inch of my body, like all the stuff inside my body works. I just know how, you know, got blood in the mind, like blood and brain. That's all I know. I'm just kidding. But I always found it fascinating that music has that effect on you, like more than just that, like, you know, a superficial effect that actually has a real scientific effect. And I find that so interesting. And thank you for being able to tune in today. And I'll be continuing this conversation next week. And I hope you enjoyed yourself. And thank you for tuning in. See you very soon.